You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Helps 92.3 The Fan. Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joins us at 1. Again, 216-474-0092. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Going through Albert Breer's mailbag here, which sounds kind of weird, but we're going through his mailbag, and we're just kind of looking at some of these answers that he had based on, you know, just there's so many Browns questions in there, and what did Breer have to say to these folks that were writing him questions. And, the first question that he asked, that he was asked of, you know, was just kind of getting into the whole dynamic of what's going on. How bad does Kevin Stefanski want out of Cleveland? Will he get his wish? That was the first question. We went through that. If you want to hear what we had to say about it, go back and listen to the Odyssey app. The next question was in particular about what he was reporting about the situation. He was asked, why do you report lies and narratives from coaches and GMs instead of reporting just facts? Should your credibility be in question? He went in deep and answered that question. And then, Jeff, let's go on the third question here. This one is interesting. He was asked from Football Coach 79, is Shadur the starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? I'll ask you that question first before I tell you his answer.
I can certainly see a path to that. And if he plays well down the stretch, I think I'd be in favor of it. Unless there's somebody in the draft that they think is absolutely phenomenal and will be the guy moving forward. I don't know that you're going to find that guy in the draft. I don't know that they're going to have the number one pick. It might take the number one pick for them to get their guy. And I don't know that I would gamble trading up for it. I could see the scenario where Shadur starts the season next year as the starting quarterback if he wins out in training camp, which I think he could, and then gets a pretty good chunk of time to figure out whether he can be the guy long term. So I would lean at this point at least 50-50 that he is, if not a little bit more. And if he plays well the final four games, in a couple of them anyway, then I would think it might be a better way to build your team to bring him back as the starting quarterback, use the draft picks in other areas, and, you know, maybe bring in another quarterback, try to develop somebody else along with this, give him time, blah, 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 and take it from there.
Dan, is Shadur starting quarterback week one for the Browns next year? The question that Albert Breer was asked, and I'll answer that in a second.
My overarching answer is I want more information before I make a decision. But if you're going to force me on this.
Yes, I am.
All right. Then I'm time stamping it.
Okay.
As of December 11th at 10:45 a.m., right?
Yep.
I do not believe Shadur Sanders is the starting quarterback of the Browns next year. Reason being, I think they are going to go get a rookie quarterback in the draft and a veteran quarterback on a cheap contract and roll with that. And I think that's, you're going to see the veteran start and the rookie come behind that one. But I cannot state enough, I am not shutting the door on Shedeur Sanders until I watch him in the rest of the games and get as much data as I possibly can.
Dano, your scenario, I think, is real viable, except it leaves me with this. Really, are we doing this again?
Yes.
That's what, Jeff, that's what it leaves me with.
What was the goal of the 2025-26 season?
You and I said it from the minute they made that trade to see if the quarterback is on the team now. And the way it's played out, I still wonder if there's enough time for Shedeur to do that. He's got to build on one game. We went over yesterday. Some of their rookie quarterbacks have played really, really well in some of their early games, and they didn't work out. I hope Shedeur is different, but I think we're going to need to see some significant play in the final four games. And again, I think if he just has two good games in the final four and two okay games, I think he puts himself in the driver's seat to be the starter next year. And the idea, there are a lot of other factors. If a bunch of guys go back to school, if an opportunity to trade down this year and pick up another number one in the following draft, if a bunch of opportunities present themselves, I think it might be the most prudent thing for them to do.
Which is why I think we got to time stamp it.
Yep. All right, time stamp. You want my time stamp? You ready?
On December 11th, 2025, at 10:47 a.m., Andy Baskin believes
Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback week one for the Cleveland Browns next year. It's his job today. It's his job moving forward. The only things that are the outside influences may change that, but I believe Shedeur has every opportunity in the world to be the starting quarterback week one next year. He has it all right in the palm of his hand right now. He needs to go out and execute over the next 4 weeks to make sure that everyone's on board. Because I got to tell you, if I was Jimmy Haslam and D Haslam, and I see the excitement around this guy, and I see what he was able to do on the field last week, and I watch him get better each and every week, there's no reason to have to go out and get a quarterback next year to replace him right now to not make him the starting quarterback next year. I just don't see it. I see him getting better every week, and I see him having the opportunity to be the Browns quarterback for a long time. He's got to seize the opportunity, but more than that, he's got to have the people around him believe that he's going to take the opportunity. And by the way, what if the coach doesn't want that opportunity to happen? The coach might be gone. What if the general manager regrets, you know, drafting him, but ownership sees this and says, you know what? Hey, I like where we're going with this thing. I like the way our fans feel about him. I like the fact that I see people sitting in the stands. I like the fact that people are talking about my team, which only...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
He has three wins, and realistically is just irrelevant to the rest of the league, is relevant because of the man who is taking the snaps. The ball is in his hands. He just needs to keep moving it forward. I think he will be the starting quarterback next season. This is what Albert Breer said. He said, coach, as he was answering to Football Coach 79, Coach, we'll see. There are 4 weeks left in the regular season, and that'll give Sanders the opportunity to prove himself further. Within a month, we'll have seen Sanders play against the Bears, the Bills, the Steelers, and Bengals, and that will give us a lot more information than we have right now about whether he's a viable option to start in 2026. My hunch is that he'll have to do a lot to win the job outright next year, but I could see a scenario in which he's a part of a real competition unlike this year. And that's a great credit to him. His improvement has been steady. In the process, the whole thing has gone from being a morning TV sideshow to a pretty cool story. I'm excited to see where it goes next. I believe in what Albert said there at the end. It has gone from, let's just keep talking about Sanders and Sanders, you know, let's talk about Deion Sanders' kid. And let's keep doing this. And, oh, man, look at the hype around him. He has every opportunity in the world to silence every one of his critics over the next 4 weeks. It's right there for him. All he has to do is take it. And I think he's trying to. You know, and by the way, he's a little bit stacked against him. The offensive line is a mess. There's really no legitimate number one receiver. And, you know, even one of the best receivers on this team, who's a tight end, David Njoku, is a little bit banged up right now. But if he can keep...
Not that he's seen a lot of passes anyway.
No. Do you find that unusual?
Oh, he's a weapon that's not getting used like it should.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. If I was Sanders, I'd be looking at him left and right. I think he is the most reliable pass catcher we have on this team, although Fannin has done a great job of stepping up and giving him another option. Let me see a couple phone calls in here. Let's go. Brian's in Mentor. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Andy and Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good.
You know, as you're talking, this is so complex, isn't it?
Yes.
So many moving parts. And when you guys started talking about, you know, the grouping of Sanders fans or non-fans and Brown fans and non-Brown fans, it really kind of, I wanted to call in because I started asking myself, why don't I cheer for this guy, Sanders, so much? And I think that it is a little bit generational. It's an interesting dynamic because, you know, let's face it, times have changed. You know, I miss those years of having boring quarterbacks who, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when you had Kozars and things like that, when even in the early 2000s when you had Holcomb and Couch and things like that, it was all about football. And it wasn't about off-the-field drama and all of that type of thing. And I think that since we've gotten, let's see, we went through Manziel, Money Manziel, and even Baker had some, you know, issues. He was polarizing as well. And then, of course, bringing in Deshaun Watson and now Sanders. It's just hard. I just want to root for a good, hard-nosed football team. No drama. I think that's what Stefanski wants. I think his style of coaching leads to wanting to have a young quarterback that he can develop, that's mature, that is serious about his job, and is that adult in the room that they're looking for. And I really long for those days. And I find myself rooting against Sanders as a man of a certain age, right, 54. It's hard sometimes, you know, when he's showing the wrist and the Manziel with the Money Manziel and all that. Like, let's get to football. Let's do something. Let's put in the hard work. And then let's celebrate that swag. But until then, I just find him hard to root for. And I just want my Browns to win at the end of the day. And I know this is great fodder for sports talk radio and for pundits around the United States. I get it. We're relevant being a three-win team, but I just want to get back to winning football. That's what I'm interested in. So I will shut up and let you guys talk.
All right, Brian, thank you.
The thing about Brian, what you're saying is, I think a lot of fans feel the same way. It's just, can you just win some football games, and can you just show me that the direction ahead is pretty clear, you know, and you have an idea where it's going. You know, a lot of folks weren't crazy about Baker's swag. Folks feel the same way, many, about Shador. I think the perfect quarterback for Kevin Stefanski might have been Jacoby Brissett, might have been a guy like Josh Dobbs, but maybe they didn't have the ability that everybody thought that they should have. Their careers have shown that most teams don't think they have the ability to be that guy. But those guys showed up. They were very low-key and, you know, did their job. And that I think you've got to learn, you got to deal with, you know, the guys who might have some real flair to them. Like, I've always loved Jameis. I would have loved to have seen Jameis Williams become Jameson, I would have loved to have seen Jameis become the guy here. But he didn't maybe play well enough, you know?
I see it. What was it? I mean, with the interceptions, maybe it felt like you needed to upgrade. But, man, when you go back and look at his numbers, Jeff.
Well, Jameis Winston just, I mean.
It was fun.
He can throw it.
Yes.
He can throw it. And he was fun, but probably a little too mistake prone for most NFL teams.
Yeah, I can understand, but there's enough there that teams still want to go back and pick him up constantly, because there's always going to be a spot on the roster for him.
Maybe
there will be. I mean, as long as he still has an arm, right?
Well, ask Philip Rivers.
Exactly. All right, let's come back. We'll talk to Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.